Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Thursday. We got Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight in Naptown, 8:30 on ABC from the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The Thunder can win the title. They're up 3-2 in the series. Of course, in Game 5, Shea Gilgeous and J-Dub combined for 71 points. Williams had 40. Shea had 31. If they get that kind of productivity tonight, it's going to get ugly because nobody can stop those two, at least nobody on the Pacers. They have their own problems with Halliburton's strained calf. He was completely useless and ineffective in Game 5, 0-for-6 from the floor. All of his shots were short because he couldn't get off the floor with his calf giving him problems. Couldn't get to his spots, couldn't get any space, couldn't get his step back going, turned the ball over. They looked terrible. TJ McConnell didn't look bad, though. He had 18. They need to play him more, that's for sure. We'll see how Halliburton holds up tonight. Thunder can win their first championship. Dagno and the boys on the road. Can they close it out tonight in Indianapolis? We'll find out in short order. Let's go back and look at the baseball from Wednesday. The Red Sox won another series. 3-1, they beat the Mariners in Seattle. Crochet improved to 7-4 with a 2.20 ERA. Weissert got the save, his third for Boston. Trevor Story hit a two-run homer in that game. Story went below the strike zone to get a hold of a sinker from Mariners starter Luis Castillo in the fourth inning. Put it in the left field, center field type seats to break a one-all tie. The Red Sox took 2 of 3 from the Mariners. In Miami, Bryson Stott hit a three-run shot. Ranger Suarez pitched 7 strong innings, and the Phillies beat the Marlins 4-2. Suarez allowed 1 run and 4 hits in another solid start since his return from an early season back injury. He struck out 8 and walked 2. Stott capped Phillies 4-run fourth inning against Mazur with his 5th home run of the season. Real Muto hit an RBI single before Stott drove a first pitch fastball deep to center field and out. In D.C., Michael Toglia and Jordan Beck hit solo shots, and Herman Marquez gave up 6 hits and 5 2/3 of scoreless work to help the Rockies beat the Nats 3-1, extending the Nats' losing streak to 11 games. The Rockies, meanwhile, have won 4 straight games for the first time all season. In the Bronx, Jazz Chisholm's home run in the second inning ended New York's 30-inning scoreless streak. But an error in the 8th inning gave the Angels a tie-breaking run, and they beat the Yankees 3-2 for New York's 6th consecutive loss. Trout and Ward opened the 8th by drawing walks off of Cruz, and Renfrigo walked on 4 pitches to load the bases. Adele hit a 105-mile-an-hour grounder to shortstop Anthony Volpe, who bobbled the ball through wide of second, and Trout scored. The Yankees lost for the 8th time in 18 games, and a losing streak is the longest since they lost 9 straight in August of 23. Bellinger homered to give the Yankees a 2-1 lead in the 4th inning before Adele hit the tying home run on the first pitch of the 5th off Yarbrough. Bellinger made the final out of the 8th by fouling out with 2 guys on. Nolan Chanuel homered 3 pitches into the game for the Angels, who won a 5th straight game at Yankee Stadium for the first time in team history. That includes the old stadium as well. In Toronto, Bo Bichette had a home run. Among his 3 hits, Vladdy reached base 5 times and drove in 3 runs, and the Jays spanked the D-backs 8-1. Barger had three hits and a walk, and lefty Eric, don't call me Matt, Lauer pitched five innings to help Toronto improve to 24-13 at home. Arizona showed up in Toronto having won 5 of 6, but lost its third straight game, its longest skid since losing 3 in a row in late May. In the Queen City, Spencer Steer hit a 2-run shot. Nick Lodolo allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and 5 innings to help the Reds beat the Twins 4-2 in a game called in the 6th inning because of rain. The Reds have won 4 straight and 9 of their last 12 to climb within 1 game of the third NL wildcard spot. They're a season-high 4 games above 500 at 39-35. In Atlanta, Chris Sale went 8 2/3, just missing his first shutout since 2019. Acuña Jr. and Olsen hit home runs, and the Braves blanked the Mets 5-0, handing the Mets their season-high 5th straight loss. Sale allowed 5 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 7 and did not allow a runner past second base. He threw 116 pitches before giving way to the bullpen. Sale has given up 4 runs in his last 41 2/3 innings for a 0.86 ERA in his last 6 starts. For Olsen, it was his 15th. He hit it in the 7th inning. Albies was 2-for-3 with a double and a triple for the Bravos. How about in Tampa? Brandon Lau hit a tying 2-run shot in the 5th inning, and Tampa overcame an 8-run deficit to beat the Orioles 12-8 last night. The largest comeback in the majors this season. Junior Caminero had 4 hits and 2 RBIs to help Tampa match the biggest comeback in franchise history. They also rallied from 8 down in a 10-8 win over the Angels on August 18th of 2012 and in a 10-9 win over Toronto in July of 2009. The Orioles last gave away an 8-run lead in 2017 in a 14-11 loss to the Yankees. The largest blown lead in franchise history came in a 14-13 loss to Detroit in 1901 when they were in Milwaukee. Baltimore had an 8-run second inning. It didn't matter. They lost. At Globe in Arlington, Michael Garcia homered and drove in 4 runs, helping the Royals beat the Rangers 6-3. Garcia's 3 hits matched a season high, and his 4 RBIs, that was a career best. The Royals had taken the first 2 in their 3-game set at Texas, following a horrible 0-6 homestand that matched their longest losing streak of the season. Chris Bubik is 6-4 now, earned his first win since May 19th. He allowed 9 hits and 3 runs in 5 1/3, throwing a season-high 101 pitches. Corbin allowed 4 runs over 5 innings for the Rangers, who've dropped 2 straight after a 4-game winning streak. In San Francisco, your boy Daniel Schneeman hit a 3-run shot to keep Verlander winless in a San Francisco uniform, and the Guardians beat the Giants 4-2. Verlander's 0-4 allowed 4 runs in 4 2/3 after being activated off the injured list earlier in the day. The 9-time All-Star gave up 7 hits, had 6 strikeouts in his first start since the middle of May. Manzardo doubled twice. Ramirez added an RBI single to help the Guardians clinch their first series win in San Francisco since 05. Ramos homered for the Giants, but it didn't matter. In Sacramento, Altuve, Caratini had 3-run home runs in a 7-run 6th inning, and the Astros had a season-high 20 hits in an 11-4 stomping of the A's. Framber Valdez limited the A's to 2 runs and 5 hits and 6 innings to help the Astros win for the 7th time in 8 games. Altuve, Caratini, Pena, Smith, Myers all had 3 hits apiece. Yandy Diaz and Mauricio Dubon each had 2 hits. The Astros are on fire! and more heroics at Dodger Stadium last night. Will Smith hit a tie-breaking home run in the bottom of the ninth as the Dodgers stunned the Padres 4-3. The Padres tied the game at 3 in the top of the ninth on Cronenworth's bases-loaded sack fly off Robleski, the reliever, and Xander Bogaerts' RBI double to center. Smith was a pinch hitter. He connected on a pitch from Robert Suarez for the Dodgers' 25th comeback win of the season. All they do is spank the Padres. The first-place Dodgers won their fifth in a row and improved to 5-1 against San Diego. The only bad spot, their top four hitters, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, and Hernandez, combined to go 1-16. Ouch. So just so you know, the Pirates, Tigers in Detroit, washed. Cardinals, White Sox on the south side of Chicago, washed. And the Brewers, Cubs on the north side at Wrigley, washed all on Wednesday. So let's line you up for Thursday's games. It starts at 12:40 at Great American, Twins and Reds. Paddock and Martinez there, 105 in the Bronx, Angels and Yankees, Anderson and Rodon. Rockies and Nats in D.C. at 105, Dolander and Williams, 110, Pirates and Tigers, the first of two. Haney against Skubal, 7-2 with a 1.99 ERA. 210, Cardinals and White Sox, doubleheader game one, Fetty Cheese against Burke DeGoli. 220, Brewers, Cubs at Wrigley, Mizorowski, the strong-armed rookie against Jameson Shots of Tyone. 235, Royals and Rangers at Globe, Waka 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 against Armstrong. 307, when I'm on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid, Diamondbacks and Jays in Toronto, Nelson and Gausman. 405, Guards and Giants at Oracle in the city of Adabaye, in the way. Williams against Logan spinning a web. 540, Cards and White Sox game two. McGreevy against Vaseline, 5:40, game two in Detroit, Pirates and Tigers. It's Skeens for the Bucks, and going for the Tigers, Montero. So let's look at the other ones. Under the Lights, 6:40, Phillies and Marlins in South Florida. Dirty Sanchez against Cabrera. 7:15 on MLB Network, Mets and Braves in Hot Town, Atlanta. It's Holmes against Strider. 7:35, O's and Rays at Steinbrenner. Morton the Fisherman against Rasmussen. 10:05, Stros and A's in Sacktown. Flash Gordon against Lopez. And 10:10 at Dodger Stadium at San Diego in L.A. Burgert and Yamamoto. There's your baseball for Thursday. We talked about it yesterday on Coast to Coast. An amazing story. The Bus family in L.A. enters into an agreement to sell a majority of the Lakers to Mark Walter for a franchise record $10 billion, the highest ever for a U.S. pro sports franchise to be sold. The Buss family will keep 15% for a period of time, and Jeannie Buss will allegedly remain the governor and continue to run the team for, quote, at least a number of years, end quote. I'll believe that when I see it. Walter is the CEO and chairman of diversified holding company TWG Global, has been a stakeholder in the Lakers since 21 when he purchased Anschutz's share of 26%. That was when Walter received a right of first refusal on the majority share of the team. He has interests in multiple pro sports, including the Dodgers, Sparks, Premier League, Chelsea, he owns Pro Women's Hockey League, everything else, motorsports. He owns several auto racing teams, including the new Cadillac Formula One venture. The Lakers have been owned by the Buss family since 79. Magic Johnson was quoted as saying, Mark Walter is the best choice and will be the best caretaker of the Laker brand. The proof is in the pudding on what he's been able to accomplish with the Dodgers. Mark has been nothing short of a winner, notching two World Series and 11 West Division titles in the last 12 years. Everybody's excited about it. I can't believe they sold the team. She's not that old. I thought she'd keep it for another 10 at least. It might be worth $20 billion then. But she sold it now, and it is what it is. Browns rookie Shedeur Sanders cited for driving 101 miles an hour. And while I'm at it, Zach Edey of the Memphis Grizzlies, also busted driving 101 miles an hour. What's with these guys? That's everything you need to know. I'm live today at 3 on Farrell Coast to Coast. Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. You can catch us on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid on those TVs and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. We're also on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Farrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making fat stacks of cash because we hit so many bets. Watch Profit Plays. Watch Max Profit Plays. Those videos give you the plays for the day, plus the elite play. And catch Jim Florentine's comedy specials on the app. You're going to love the app. Farrell and the Profit app. Sign up today. You won't regret it. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and FarrellandTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 p.m. East on C2C. Check out.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.